At this time yesterday, I foreteased now with the premise of this segment. College football has their own selection committee. Here at The Ticket, we have our own selection committee. Every year, we do the e-break of the year.
Just when you thought committees couldn't get any lamer seeing the CFP committee work, here we come.
Thank you. We reflect on the past winners of this year's e-break, and we've noticed that some of the losers have more staying power than the ones that actually won. Strength of schedule, crap voting, who knows?
Sounds like another guy taking shots at P1s that I wouldn't do that.
I know the NIT break.
Not on air, you wouldn't.
Not on air.
Not never.
That's for sure. The NIT break highlights some of these, but we find ourselves remembering the losers more than the winners of the big dance of the e-break proper the musers do.
You're basically talking about other nominees of the e-break that didn't win. Not NIT nominees, right?
I'm impressed how you just summed up all the words he said into one very easy to digest sentence. Thank you, Monty. Sorry, Ham, go ahead.
Put it in promo.
Another promo.
Another promo.
Promo Monto.
Even more trumpets.
The e-break selection committee, Tyler Samsel and myself, Matt Birmingham, have brought you some candies that are worthy for nomination, not winning because they're winners. So we'll play the loser first, followed by the e-break winner of that week. The first loser, as it so happens, myself. Mm. Or myself.
While we're doing this.
This was the final week of January. He put this list together.
Here comes Ham being hilarious.
Oh, now there's Ham passing the buck and blaming buck. Tyler Samsel.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Fresh off the calendars, final week of January. One thing, if you listen to me this week or this segment, is if I've tried to talk, for whatever reason, I don't know, I can't.
It's the sweet spot.
It's the sweet spot on a Monday, and at 2:58, it's a ham, not a donkey.
Damn, I was going to use that same thing on Monty.
You can use it.
Give me the Ving, brings me not a ham or a dime, it's a donkey. My Monty.
What?
It's
not a donkey, it's a Monty.
I'm always having a stroke.
You had like a Romo trail off there.
Have you not recuperated all your blood back yet?
No, I need more.
Oh, yeah, I had a blood drawn, so I was lightheaded that day.
You only had one blood drawn?
Yeah. It's dicey.
It was like all of a sudden you had a mouthful of sand and were still trying to deliver the line at the same time.
And I can't get rid of it for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's kind of just stuck there and keeps building back up.
Yeah. There'll be good stretches where I don't have any mishaps, and then I mishap on mishap, apparently.
Yeah, the mashed potato gun in your mouth refills.
Yeah.
But that did not win.
That did not win. That lost to this one, Craig forgetting a tease.
Maybe it's like if you live there for a while, you start talking like you're from Tennessee.
Like we got on to Madonna for doing when she moved to England.
Yeah, I told you. Mm-hmm. 3 days in London, I started talking like a Brit.
I want to hear more of Giorgio talking like a Brit.
British George.
Hey, some fours.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That is the O-Deck at 6:33 on The Ticket. Coming up next, we are going to do something a lot of fun.
What?
Yep. As I
do
forgot who it was.
Yes. We're going to do something a lot of fun.
Okay, I forgot who we had coming up next. But it's a visit with Skip Bayless, the first voice you ever heard on this station.
It is funny whenever you can hear somebody padding for time trying to find
the words get a little elongated.
And then all of a sudden it just snaps instantly. They just immediately remember and run right through it.
Now, not saying mine should have been the winner, but was it a worthy candidate? Do we remember that one more than Craig remembering a tease or misremembering a tease? I don't know.
It's just a little bit rare that the musers have missteps, I guess, compared to Ham talking
all the time.
Steps, yeah.
Well, the thing is, the musers talk 4.5 hours a day. Ham talks 9 seconds leading into Why Today Doesn't Suck every day.
Boggles the mind.
So pound for pound, it's tougher what Ham does.
He's really competing now with Killer and Craig Rosengarten, pound for pound in that aspect.
Yeah.
Because when I heard the beginning of that, I thought it was the other e-break you had where you tried to set up the sponsors for Suck and you had an e-break.
Like I said, common occurrence.
That was a different one that I got to hear again for the first time.
Well, this one we've heard replayed a lot here, and it involves one Justin Montemir.
Yeah. Whoa!
It is me, Justin Montemir.
That's our co-host.
Justin reading a 40-liner, not familiar with classic rock?
96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Shout out to the player of the day, Brett. Don't miss out on your chance to see Train and Rio Speedwagon at Dos Equis Pavilion on August 26th. Visit LiveNation.com for your ticket, or you can try to win your way in by texting Train to 22126. That's Train to 22126.
Thank you, Justin, but what concert are we pubbing?
You said Rio Speedwagon.
Yeah. Who is it?
What's the problem?
It's REO Speedwagon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. They're an indie band. Not many people know about them.
Not mainstream at all.
They're pretty small. Small time. It's the Sweet Spot.
They'll get over it.
Sean Bass, David Minot.
Oh, okay. They should just get over it.
There's been a lot of low moments in my life. Lando talking down
scoreboarding
to me in that
you
clip,
yeah,
idiot, is one of those moments. Like when I got Lando looking down his nose at me, like, "Hey, moron!"
Yeah, he pulled a shirt over the head.
That's another one that I forgot was this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think when we had him on, they were going to be here in August or something.
And you're going to be on stage.
Yeah,
we're
on stage.
Him.
Yeah, how'd I got go? There, but then stairs.
They just tased you.
No ramp.
So. Not ADA compliant.
Mm-mm.
Stand up, Monty. Come on.
Oh, God love you.
That lost out to this winner, which was Cynthia Izaguirre.
Ah, yes. Performed the Heimlich maneuver, and once she could breathe again, told him how someone swerved in front of her. It scared her so bad she literally inhaled her chewing gum and started choking.
My goodness.
Oh, my God.
That is,
you know, our executive producer,
incredible.
Tiffany Johnson, just so insensitive. She was laughing, saying, you know, how embarrassing it would be to, like, have to be saved from just your chewing gum.
I would be happy to be laughed at and be saved.
I couldn't believe that. That's Tiffany Johnson. I just...
Wow.
I couldn't believe what she said.
Well, I choked. I was choking on a banana a couple of years ago. Remember I told you? I kid you not. Captain Awesome saved my life. Seriously.
All right. I'm
dead.
I mean, folks, I couldn't make this up if I had to. 67 degrees right now.
Were they doing a ticket fill-in show there? Because that was a lot of hallmarks.
It's really casual. Yeah.
Accusing someone of saying something offensive off air, throwing them under the bus in that way, not being able to handle a borderline double entendre.
Turned Pete Dulcis into Porky Pig there. Yeah. I guess there it's always the controversial, should we be bringing news candidates into the e-break?
Which?
And not just keeping it ticket-centric.
Happens only a couple times a year, but for the NIT, you selected news candidates for...
For the Fantasy League, yeah.
For the Fantasy League.
But we also reference Monty's a lot more.
A lot more. I feel like I play that once a week, maybe twice a week.
Monty's led to an appearance by Kevin Cronin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But was it a true e-break over a newscast breaking down laughing, imagining Cynthia Izaguirre choking on a banana?
But I think that's what Monty's getting at, is we are bringing in other candidates from outside the station that wasn't actually aired here.
I mean, I do think mine stopped down our show. They didn't immediately jump into Cowboys or whatever.
As much as theirs, though. That's all I'm asking.
This one was also a stop down. This happened to Matt McLaren. Matt McLaren mispronounced a word that I don't think is very common, but the crew jumped on him like he was committing foul.
You think they take the statue down as quickly as they put it up?
I'm taking it down.
Would you?
Yeah.
No. That day for him just has a lot of ambiguity in it. Like, I'm going to be the grand marshal at a parade. I don't really know what that entails.
He's been around here long enough to know exactly what
I think
that means.
You hold a shillagogue and you lead on the fire truck or whatever is at the front, and you just kind of...
What is
a shillagogue?
What's that?
It's like an Irish stick type thing, you know?
Why didn't you just say an Irish stick?
Well, for those that are familiar with Irish terminology, shillagogue makes a lot of sense.
Oh, there's like 15 McLaren people out there with their Irish lighters up.
Isn't it pronounced like shillelagh?
Yeah, whatever.
Shillelagh.
Oh, we would have known that is.
Mr. Irishman? Yeah, Baldy is the one that's corrected you. You just looked it up and just
what
threw
did you
it
call
out
it?
There like you were.
Shillagogue?
I didn't look it up. It's God, what was it?
That sounds like a rapper.
Rio Speedwagon, Shillagog, we're on fire.
Shillagog. Hey,
yo, Shillagog.
Yeah, Shillelagh, that makes more sense.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It's a good one.
McLaren was a little condescending in the setup.
For those
there.
Who understand Irish bit, terminology, so, it makes a lot of sense.
Shillagog.
Shillagog.
How do y'all not know what that is?
But even then, a month and a half later, we're still referencing REO Speedwagon in a different e-brake candidate that didn't lose.
So what beat that?
This one actually is pretty good. This was Donovan. I believe you're on with them. This was Monto on the Mavs. Maybe. I don't know.
How many times did Tupac get shot?
More or less. I was thinking 13.
You thought he got shot 13 times?
I don't know, man.
The answer is zero. He's still alive.
Trick question.
No, it's not. He got shot 5 times.
Okay.
But 50 I know, got I, shot
I figure
9.
If you've got like a little Uzi or something, you can squeeze off a few.
A little Uzi.
Yeah.
That may be the whitest you've ever sounded in your entire life.
You just
life.
Know you have like a little Uzi. If you can squeeze off
yeah,
a few.
Yeah, squeeze no, a few
could
Uzi rounds.
Like with the staccato pop, or something,
pop,
you
pop,
could.
Pop.
Little MP5, just bust that out.
Reliving it, I have to clutch my purse.
Oh, man. So,
if you're watching this, you probably like fried chicken.
Okay.
What did that just say?
What do you got going on in there?
No, it's an Instagram post about a Vegas restaurant.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is. But it did feel weird that fried chicken came up on my laptop.
Like, oh, my God.
Stay tuned for 10:50.
It's a Vegas restaurant.
If you're watching this.
Jesus.
Is it deflating whenever you're trying to ply your craft and trying to be funny and Donovan's just watching Instagram videos while you're trying
yeah.
to entertain people?
But man, when I heard that one sentence of, if you're watching this, you love fried chicken. And then he turned it down.
To be fair, boy. Two very strong candidates that week.
Yeah, that was a week where there were strong candidates all around.
Donnie's was great because I think we kept laughing for another couple minutes after that.
And then this one, I think this might be the final one we pull today.
Quickly.
Is, I like to cause chaos up here at the station. I might have gotten Monty with a 40-liner.
We talk about the Cowboys 52 weeks a year on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Compose yourself.
What is going on?
It's just Ham sabotaging our radio show, that's all.
This is what Ham hears.
He has remixed the Leah Hextall laugh to this beat, and Monty can't handle it. Because he's supposed to read a 40-liner right now.
Tell us,
Steve. What are you doing over there?
How long does it go?
It's like 30 minutes long.
That's 30 minutes long.
Shout out to the player of the day one. Shout out to the player of the day one.
Good God. That's Marconi winning radio right there.
Well, it didn't win that week because it lost to Donnie stuttering on a word.
Have solidified the middle for Dallas, whether it's rebounding, whether it's protecting the rim, whether it's just grabbing lobs and dunking it down on the pass from Luka or Kyrie. They've been great, and they were terrible, both of them, yesterday, especially Gafford at the beginning of the game on the defensive end. That's probably the one thing that surprised me the most. He was just letting Zubac push him around.
Yeah.
And that was.
And probably the other as well.
That was.
Just forget about the other one.
Very, very surprising. That's the one that I was floored with.
Boy, that was injustice there.
Yeah. Not much of a stop.
The Monto one was.
Robbed.
Was an all timer. That would.
So out of the candidates that we brought you of the losers, I think that one should move on. And the Monty REO Speedwagon should move on. Both of those. At least the Speedwagon one, we reference to this day over Cynthia Izaguirre choking on a banana.
Look, I'm never going to say less Monto. I'm hammering that more Monto button. I'm with you.
So there you go. Part one of the e-brake selection committees. e-brakes that missed the cut because they didn't win.